I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about the local dogfish fishery.
Leo Marr is standing by the fish pier in Chatham. Usually his boat is in the water by now, and he'd be fishing for dogfish, a sweet, mild species in the shark family. But this year, he's still doing maintenance and trying to decide whether putting his boat in the water is worth it. This week, the price markets pay for dogfish dropped dramatically.
Last year, I was getting 28 cents a pound, which was already a weaker market. It was 30 the year before that. This year, going into it, we were hoping for 22. I heard rumors yesterday, and I called three other fishermen, and they said it's not a rumor. It went to 12 cents. At 12 cents a pound, there's a lot of us kind of doing some math and deciding if it's even worth fishing.
The thing is, dogfish aren't your usual American table fare. The species' full name is spiny Atlantic dogfish, and it's one of the most abundant shark species in the world.
They're definitely a predator. They do look exactly like a shark. The ones that we target are like 7 to 9 pounds, you know. The ones we tend to get, they get bigger than that, but we want them around 8, 9 pounds for market.
The market is predominantly European. People in England and France like dogfish fried up in fish and chips. And local fishermen like Leo have been driving their catch to New Bedford for years, to markets that ship American dogfish overseas. The collapse of this market is a new thing.
The first thing that happened, obviously, is the European economy is kind of in the toilet, like the rest of the world. And that led to a little bit weaker market. But also, they've overfished the dogfish over there so much that there's a negative campaign that they kind of ran, protect the dogfish, save the dogfish. And a lot of the people weren't in the know that the fish that they were eating were coming from the USA, where we have an overabundance of the fish.
This is actually the good news. Unlike groundfish populations, dogfish stocks are in great shape. There was a time in the late 80s and early 90s when dogfish was in trouble. Fishermen were going after older, often female fish, and the species was crashing. But these days, local fishermen will tell you there are more than enough dogfish in the sea.
There's so many dogfish. When you're on them and you're in the right spot, it's you fish two hand lines, and as quick as you can drop one down and hit the bottom, you run to the other hand line or walk to the other hand line and pull it up, and there's three dogfish on it.
Regulators have responded. In 2011, the daily catch limit for dogfish was 3,000 pounds. Now it's up to 4,000. And even with so many ground fishermen out of work and turning to dog fishing, the fishery didn't fill its quota last year, which is up to 23.6 million pounds from 20 million pounds 2 years ago. This makes dogfish a bright spot when it comes to sustainability. But the problem is, we don't have a taste for dogfish locally. Most people have never tried it. But Leo says there are lots of reasons we should be eating the species.
It was healthy, it's got good protein levels, and they'd done all the testing, and the mercury levels were fine.
But dogfish isn't offered on local restaurant menus, and many markets are wary of buying a fish that is notoriously hard to deal with. It's difficult to cut into fillets, and it needs to be bled and iced immediately on the boat, or it smells like ammonia. It also has a different texture than local groundfish. It's soft but not flaky, sort of like thin fillets of mahi-mahi. That said, people who have had it cooked right seem to like it. It's kind of like tofu. If you don't know how to cook it, it's pretty meaningless, but cooked properly, it's delicious.
We have had taste testings done. There was one done at UMass Amherst, and the students there, I don't remember the other fish that was served, but that it came out on top. They served it as shark, and it was their favorite by far, I guess, at that taste testing.
Local groups are working to create a better dogfish market on the East Coast. The Cape Cod Commercial Hook Fishermen's Association is trying to get the USDA to buy dogfish for their federal food aid programs. And some regional food service vendors are starting to offer dogfish to hospitals and schools. Locally, fishermen are trying to get dogfish into Cape fish markets. As for Leo Marr, he says he probably will put his boat back in the water. He hopes that at 12 cents a pound, the outlook for dogfish can only go up. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
There's a link on our website to Elspeth's family recipe for a spicy dogfish sandwich. You can find that at capeandislands.org, along with our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.